Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning, Maxie. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. We talked about Cancer Awareness Night at the Twins in the last half hour or so, but the hockey community also battling that, and so sad to announce the news that Tom Curver's passed away, the assistant coach, correct?
Assistant general manager.
General manager, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that just heartbreaking?
Just as fine a guy as you're going to meet.
Yeah.
He was, to me, more a friend than a professional colleague.
Mm-hmm.
We worked out at the same health club, and
oh.
He was a scout for a long time, of course, for different teams, and ultimately ended up with the Minnesota Wild, and he was at Tampa Bay for years and Arizona before that, and we would sit on those bikes, and he would I'm not a hockey guy per se in that I didn't grow up with it, but he would fill me in on, you know, what to look out for and all that stuff. But he was just a very intelligent, cerebral person.
Mm.
And obviously a great hockey player at Bloomington Jefferson. Tom Satterdown, his coach, told me, you just can't believe how smart he was as a hockey player. And then the UMD and a storied career in the NHL. And he's got two sons that are young teenagers there in Minnetonka, good baseball players that he had devoted so much of his life to. He's got a daughter, too, but she's graduated and on to college. Mm. And he was just, obviously a frequent guest on my radio show, but when I think of him, I think of him more as a friend because we would we'd talk about everything. We'd talk about raising kids because we got similar age kids. We'd talk about, you know, this weird world that we live in and everything else. And in the last couple of months here, I know when I would call him, he wouldn't answer, and then he'd just text me back, and I thought, oh, you know, you kind of knew.
Mm.
He got diagnosed with lung cancer. I guess it'd be a year and a half or 2 years ago now. And he took some trial medication and had some signs of hope. And there were a few times. And then last summer was a bad bout for him and came back. And ultimately, you know, he couldn't beat it. But he was, you know, people in the hockey world know this, but people in Minnesota should. This is the kind of guy you want representing your state. This is when you talk about this is the state of hockey. He's the guy you want out there. He is just as classy and good a guy, and like I said, I don't think of him as someone that I covered. I think of him as a friend, and it's a tough day.
And he went to, as you mentioned, Bloomington Jefferson. Was he in the same class as Tom Burnett Jr., another former Jefferson athlete?
No, let's see. Now, he would have been probably a couple years older than he.
Okay.
He was there when Jefferson started to really get good in hockey, as I mentioned, with Tom Satterdown, and before the before their dynasty in the early 90s, because Tom, I think, was a class of 81, about right around there, I believe, and maybe 80. But obviously had a really good career in the NHL.
Sure.
And then worked for Wayne Gretzky in Arizona. And he was down in Tampa with Brian Lawton when Brian was there and stayed there for a while. Steve Yzerman then came up here when he had this opportunity. And ironically, and we talked about this, you know, he took the job in Minnesota. He hadn't worked for the Minnesota. So he's on the road all the time for these other teams.
Mm.
And when he got the job at Minnesota, shortly after he got diagnosed with lung cancer. But it was at a time when he now had only a 20-minute commute instead of having to get on airplanes. Oh. And he was able to still do his job. And it was, you know, if you believe in a higher power, we converse about this, you know, the irony of the fact that he finally got a job at home and then he got stricken with cancer, but that also was able, he was able to do what he loved to do, work, without getting on airplanes every week. And he could be with his family. He could commute from Minnetonka. A lot of us knew it was coming, but it's a blow. It
always is. Yeah. So let's talk a little Twins. Pregame tonight, 6:30, first pitch 7:10 here on WCCO Radio, Cincinnati Reds, 6-game homestand. What are you looking for?
Well, you know, a big homestand for the Twins, obviously, if they can keep making hay and get people back engaged in this team. They got to get really hot, and right now they're hot. But now you got to they put themselves in a position where they really do need to win 9 out of 10 or 13 out of 15, something like that, to get this thing where you can at least take a peek, because they got so many teams that they have to pass up, and they want to set themselves up so that in July when they play all these teams in their division, they'd have a chance to crawl up the ladder a little bit further. So you stay cautiously optimistic when you see a few things. I said this at 7:40. You still don't see a pitching staff right now to date that you trust or that you think has been built to really bring you through the summer, unless some of them step up and find something that they haven't found so far, and unless some of them stay healthier than they have, like Michael Pineda, and obviously Mejia came off the, he pitched yesterday, but those guys are going to have to be workhorses more than they've been.
Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy Harrison, the fine producer of this program, he writes to me this little note. In 2006, the Twins sat 7 games below 500 in mid-May, 9.5 games out of first place as late as August 1st. Minnesota came alive when it counted, winning 8 straight after the All-Star break and finishing 49-27 in the second half, record to the biggest late-season comeback in the wild card era. Is that possible?
Sure. I remember that. I mean, it was the most amazing Sunday I've ever seen. They win the game, and then they put the game of Kansas City and Detroit on the big board to see if they win the division or wild card. It was crazy that year.
Yeah.
But we point to 2006 because that's the only time that that's happened. They had a lot of times in between when they were down like this, too, and then they never. But that's what baseball's built on,
yes,
Exactly. I was talking to Brian Dozier last week, and Brian said, 2 years ago, he won the World Series of Washington. He said, we were in last place in June, and we came back.
Right. Hope springs eternal.
And that's the beauty of this sucker, right? We get to think, hey, a win here, a guy coming off the DL there, who knows?
So you take
it for what it's worth.
Love it. All right, Maxie, look forward to hearing you on the radio and on TV, and we encourage people to.
Yeah, I'm sitting in with Jordan today, 3 to 6.
Wonderful. Look, then we'll see you this afternoon.
You got it.
All right, 848 WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.